WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, warriors of the mind. Welcome back to Mental Armor, your daily dose of stoic strength training. I'm Avery Hart, your host, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster that is life with a little more grace, resilience, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Now, let's be real. Ever feel like your thoughts are running wild? Like those pesky negative voices are having a never-ending party in your head, inviting all the fear and doubt you can imagine? You know that feeling when you're about to tackle something big, a presentation, a first date, even just ordering coffee at a crowded place, and your inner critic starts spewing a whole monologue of "what if" and "you can't" statements? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? Today we're tackling those negativity ninjas head-on with some serious stoic armor training. Because the truth is, you don't have to let your thoughts control you. You can become the master of your mind instead. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer those negative thoughts and fears like a true stoic champion. 1. Recognize and acknowledge. The first step to overcoming negativity is awareness. Seriously, pay attention. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't just brush them aside. Notice them, acknowledge them without judgment, and say, "Hey, there's that thought again." Think of it like spotting a rogue squirrel in your backyard. You observe it, but you don't let it disrupt your whole picnic. 2. Challenge those thought patterns. Now, once you've acknowledged the thought, ask yourself, "Is this actually true? What evidence do I have to support this? Or is it just my mind playing tricks on me, fueled by fear or past experiences?" Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and distortions rather than reality. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to reframe the situation in a more positive light. Look for the silver lining, even if it's tiny. Remember that time you bombed a presentation but learned something invaluable from the experience? Yeah, those failures can be amazing stepping stones. 4. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about focusing your energy on what you can actually influence, your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can choose how you respond to it. Choose wisely. Remember that little phrase, "I choose." It's a powerful tool for taking back your power. 5. Practice Stoic exercises. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of actual training. Try journaling, meditation, or even visualization exercises to strengthen your mental resilience. Picture yourself calmly handling challenging situations. Imagine that feeling of confidence and composure. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're up for a promotion at work. You know you deserve it, but you've also got a few anxieties bubbling up. What if I mess up the interview? What if they choose someone else? Now, here's where your stoic training kicks in. First, acknowledge those worries. Yep, there's that fear of failing. Next, challenge them. Have I always performed well at work? Have I got all the skills and experience needed? Then, reframe your perspective. Even if I don't get this promotion, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. Focus on what you can control. Preparing thoroughly for the interview, showcasing your best self, and giving it your all. You're already a rock star in their eyes. Remember, folks, overcoming negative thoughts and fears is like building muscle. It takes time, practice, and dedication. But with consistent effort, you'll become stronger, more resilient, and ultimately happier. So, keep practicing those stoic exercises, challenge your negativity, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and share it with someone who needs a little mental armor boost. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom. Until then, stay strong, stay awesome, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.